Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Local fashion designer Jumi Salami was raised in Nigeria, where she remembers sewing from a young age.
I remember as a child altering my uncles, you know, with a hand needle and thread. Back then it was out of necessity because my background was, it weren't exactly poor, but we had to manage a lot of things, and clothes were not like, they were things that you had to get as much life out of them as possible before you pass them on. So yeah, if you could alter your clothes, definitely go for it. Give it more life.
She came to the U.S. with her husband when he was in grad school in 2012. In her home country, she was a businesswoman, but here she didn't have a permit to work. So she got a sewing machine and started playing with it again.
Sometime in 2012, I took like a 3-month basic training just so I don't stab my thumb with a needle when I try to sew. So yeah, I did that, just like showed the basics on how to use a machine and different types of fabric and all that. And since then, I just kept building on that. I always tell people that if I can imagine it, if I can sketch it, most likely I can make it.
Now she's running her own line, CC Aduke, and she recently received the Arizona Governor Arts Award for Emerging Designer. It's a mark of the passion and skill she brings to her designs, and I spoke with her more about it. So you couldn't work. You were a businesswoman in Nigeria. You came here. I mean, do the words culture shock come to mind for you?
Pretty much. A lot of what I knew about the U.S. was learned from TV. Mm. I think kind of like that's how it is, like much of what we learn about other cultures from TV. So I got here, and for me, one of the most shocking things was the weather. Nigeria is in the tropics. It's hot there, always hot. And I moved to Michigan. It was the end of winter going into spring. There was still some snow on the ground. I remember how thrilled I was to see that. But I got over it fast when it turned to slush. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The weather was a big culture shock. And also like it's a sense of individuality, kind of. Back in Nigeria, like everybody was in everybody's business. It's like community, you know. And they love to party and all that.
Yeah.
But here, you need to call someone to let them know you're coming. You don't just drop by. So, yeah, that was a culture shock. I had to get used to that.
So you came to the U.S., couldn't work, and you have a sewing machine.
Yep.
And you got good at it, right? Like, was this outlet for you? Did it help you kind of adjust, figure out what you wanted to do?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, I found out that what I love most about it is not even the fact that I'm building a business. It's the creating. I love that. Mm. I love taking fabric and making something beautiful and having it fit. Oh, it's a feeling like no other.
Let's talk more about your process. So in the designs, just looking at them, right, like you use African fabrics, patterns, things like that, but not only. And and you call it an Afrocentric brand. It sounds like a lot of your cultural identity and your heritage comes into this.
Yes, actually. So I call my aesthetic an Afrofusion, really, because I just blend a whole lot of different prints and inspirations from around the world and blend that with my cultural identity. Mm-hmm. There was a photographer I worked with. There was a way he described it that I kind of grabbed and run with it. That is, he says my designs are culturally appreciative yet globally appealing. Mm-hmm. So you have people who are not, who their preference wouldn't be to wear like a full-on print outfit like would wear back in Nigeria. But they just want a hint of that here and there. So I just always fuse that together and just give it that Afrocentric touch.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you find these fabrics, these prints? Are you getting them shipped in from friends back in Nigeria, or are you finding them here?
I get them shipped from family in Nigeria. I have family who lives in northern Nigeria. They do have some textile companies there. So they go to the markets and they buy them for me.
So if I were to ask you about your influences, you know, what do you tell people? Are these fashion designers that are influencing you in the way you approach this? Or is this more about a feeling, about a place?
That's a bit tough. I feel like on the business side, there is one designer that has been a very strong influence, and that's the late Azzedine Alaye. I loved the way he ran his business. He did it out of a passion for it, not just because of popularity. But on the design side, a lot of it has to do with who I'm designing for and the fabric itself. They're just some fabrics that do not go with a particular person, no matter how much they want it. There are some designs that don't go. Yeah. So I just usually go by that. I just see someone else and I can envision them in something. And I'll be like, okay, let's try this out. And it always works.
That's really cool. So when you begin to design something, you begin with the person you're designing for.
Yes. Like, to be a successful designer, you can't really ignore the trends. So I would scour the trends and just find out, you know, what's going on and all that. But I take whatever I see out there and I make it my own.
So let's talk about turning this into a business and about deciding to kind of throw yourself into this. You began, sort of came out here as a designer, right, as an emerging designer at Phoenix Fashion Week. What was that experience like?
It was wild. To be honest, it was wild. Previously, I'd been designing as a hobby for friends and family. So we moved to Arizona and I decided to check out the fashion scene here. And I met Brian of Phoenix Fashion Week, and he has been like a mentor. I got into the boot camp in 2018. It was a 3-month intensive training on how to run a fashion business. And we launched at Phoenix Fashion Week in 2018. It was the biggest platform I'd ever been on. I was so nervous, but the reception I got, it was amazing. Yeah, and from then on, it was just like, okay, no going back.
So did you ever envision this for your life, that you would be an emerging fashion designer in Arizona of all places?
God, no. Oh, God, no. I found myself in Arizona. And to be honest, I have been so blessed being in here. I have been blessed even in times when I haven't actively sought out recognition. The blessings have followed. And yeah, I'm still the same person in the sense that for me, making the clothes is the thrill. That's the thrill. Making clothes and having them fit a customer, that's the thrill for me. And I don't think I ever want to let go of that part.
Yeah. All right. That is Jumi Salami, owner and designer of CC Aduke and the winner of the Governor's Arts Emerging Designer Award. Jumi, thank you so much for coming on the show and best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much, Lauren. Thanks for having me.